It's been an extraordinary and seemed rather nervous day for a lot of people in this test match. What did you make of Australia's bowling to dismiss England out for 215?
Oh, without a doubt, Australia would be happy to dismiss England for 215. I think there was some good balls in there that got wickets, but I think there was a lot more loose shots by England, and that's probably a positive that England are a bit nervous. They're playing loose shots, so it's probably a good sign for the upcoming test as well. So, but Australia bowled well in more so after lunch, I think. Once Siddle came on, got the ball in right areas, and finished with five wickets. So they'd be happy, definitely happy with the result.
Could they have taken more control of the game with a better performance from Stark and Pattinson? Were they consistent enough?
Well, you say, maybe there was a lot of four balls. But then, who knows, if they kept it tight, built the pressure up, maybe England wouldn't have played as many loose shots. So it's easy to sit back now and say they bowled too many four balls. But if you bowl a team out for 215, you'll take that any day.
What about Siddle's performance? There was a little doubt about him coming into the game. Some thought he'd lost a few wheels, a bit underdone, wasn't quite his best. What did we see today?
Yeah, no, I think Sid's he's a big game player, isn't he? He didn't bowl that well in the tour match coming up, but here we are, first test of the Ashes. If you can't get yourself up for this one, you never will be able to. And obviously Peter Siddle went out there today, got the ball in the right area, bowled with good aggression, got the ball through and ended up with five wickets, so he deserves his five for today.
Now, you presented Ashton Agar with his cap. Were you surprised that you were doing that?
A little bit, I guess. When you're not, Ashton wasn't even in the squad at the, when they first announced it was, and here he is playing in the first test match. So a little bit of surprise, but at the end of the day, it's something pretty special to play in your first test, and I was proud to present him with his baggy green cap, and I wish him all the best. So hopefully we'll see him get out there in the second innings and show us why he was picked.
What did you think of the bowling that he offered today?
Yeah, probably a little bit nervous. I think on this wicket it's really slow, and if you drop it a little bit short, it just sits up and says hit me. So hopefully today would be a good learning experience, get the nerves out. He's got that one under his belt, and then just come second innings, hopefully he learnt from the first one. He'll be talking to the senior players, to Michael Clark and to Haddon and Watson, what have you. So hopefully he'll come out in the second innings and bowl better areas and just build some pressure up that way.
Will the game change if the sun comes out, or is it going to do what we saw today regardless?
No, I think it will change. In the UK here, when it's cloudy, overcast, it always favours the bowlers. You look at Lords, look at here. I think when there's cloud cover, the ball starts moving around. As soon as that cloud disappears and the sun comes out, the ball stops swinging, and on a wicket like this, it'll will be pretty tough to get wickets.